You might have seen on the Vortex Michael speak of what is called a practical schism. Now, what exactly is a practical schism? Right now in the church, we have dissent. We have different opinions, as is manifested by the graduation ceremony at Notre Dame, a university dedicated to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. And what exactly does that mean? Can we dissent? Can we have different opinions outside of what the church teaches? If it is a teaching of the church, for example, the sacredness of life, there is no other opinion. And most certainly, it can be appeared to be so merciful and kind to say, well, we've got to have compassion. We have to have compassion for all human life. We have to recognize that the teachings of the church are not suggestions. They are means of getting to the truth, of living a life of faithful service to God. Remember, we are not owners of this earth. We don't control this planet. We are guests here. We are what we call pilgrims. None of us can take anything with us when we die, and so we are here for a short period of time. And in that short period of time, we have an obligation to see the truth, to recognize it. And Christ gives us the ability to know the truth through his church, through the 2,000-year tradition of the church. The Holy Spirit has guided the people of God throughout the centuries. For over 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit has been working through the church to instruct us, to inform us as to what is the truth. We have no intrinsic right to deny the truth. Oh, we can question as to how we are to approach the truth, how we are to see it, how we are to understand it, how it approaches my life, how it affects me. But we must recognize that there is an absolute and unconditional truth that stands outside of you and me. There is no truth that can be changed. There is no truth that can be dialogued away. Those individuals who think that, well, I can have a dissenting opinion. Well, you can have a dissenting opinion on whether or not you think priests should be married. That's an opinion that you really need some work on. Because, to tell you the truth, the biggest problem in our society right now is divorce, is marriage. Why would you want to slap that onto the priesthood? I have no clue. But if that's what you think, God bless you. That's a man-made law. You can dissent from that. You can say, I think it'd be great if priests were married. I would totally disagree with you, but hey, the problem is when you take that kind of thinking that you have the right to dissent from what is absolutely true, the sacredness of life, the teachings of the church, those documents that have been established by the church, those teachings that have been explained and reiterated, the very fact that Jesus is present in the Most Blessed Sacrament, the fact that the priest is an alter Christus, another Christ, that he blesses, it is Christ who blesses, the fact that we receive forgiveness of sins committed after baptism through the sacrament of reconciliation. If you dissent from that, you cease not only to be Catholic, but you fail in the regard of your search for the truth. I don't care where you look. You can always find someone who will disagree, who will want to make their own religion, and we know that in our country. How many religions every year are created? We find more and more Christian denominations, different sects coming to the forefront, and why? Because humanity is searching for truth, and it's our job to give it to them. One of the big problems after the council is there was so much confusion surrounding the entire doctrine of faith that people began to look for the sacred, look for the truth clearly established, reiterated with clarity and simplicity. And people weren't getting it. Everybody was afraid to offend the other person. The truth cannot be offensive. It is only when you look at mankind and you think that they're too dumb to understand the truth. That's offensive. That's when you hurt other people. But to look at those around you, realizing that they have a right to the truth, that we have an obligation to present that truth and defend that truth, it is only then that you stand up and truly be Christ as a Roman Catholic Christian. Now, most certainly, in our society, there is a lot of room for dialogue. We find most of the time people who call for dialogue don't want a dialogue at all. All they want to do is talk to people who agree with them. Everything the church teaches makes perfect sense. If the teachings of the church went against common sense or reason, the church could not or would never teach it. Everything in is harmony with reason and common sense in the teachings of the Catholic Church. We don't use just human reasoning. We also recognize that divine revelation has revealed to us those things that maybe we couldn't have achieved without that revelation. And those things, those truths that are taught by the Church must be embraced by humanity if humanity is going to live the way it is called to by God. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to force somebody to become this religion or that religion. We see in some religions on this earth that their sole desire is to make everyone follow with them, to make everybody bow in the same way, everybody talk in the same way, everybody live in the same way. They take away the freedoms. They do all the things that Christ tells us are insignificant. After Peter denied him three times, he didn't say, "Peter, did you deny me? Peter, did you live this way? Did you do that? Didn't you do this? What were you doing?" He said, "Peter, do you love me?" He asked him if he does love him. If we fail to see the teachings of the church as means of loving, we fail to understand the entire message of Jesus Christ. He has come to show us the love of the Father. And that's exactly what the teachings of the church put forth. Who is this Father? Who is this divine being who loved us into existence? And how can I, as a Christian, get back to him? Because I am now an heir of heaven, and that's my true home. How can I get back? Well, it isn't by creating my own religion. It isn't by living according to my standards, but rather the standard of Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the means to true peace on earth. He is our God, our Lord, our King, our friend, our brother, our Redeemer, our beloved. Look to the truths of Christ. Look to his love as manifested through 2,000 years of the Holy Spirit's working among us. And you will find peace. And you will know the truth. And you will be able to defend that truth as well as live it and breathe it, profess it.